So far, six Democrats are running in hopes of challenging second-term Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik in New York's 21st District Congressional race. Among them is third-generation Saratoga County native Don Boyajian. The municipal and environmental attorney says he feels the region has gotten the short end of the stick for far too long.
Over the course of my life, I've seen so many of my friends in their 30s leave the region. Not because they didn't love it here, they did love it here, but it was usually because they couldn't find a job. So I really feel like our region needs to bring in a leader that has a vision for the future, and I'd like to be that person.
So what is your vision?
My vision, you know, I think we need a comprehensive approach to bringing jobs back to this region and revitalizing our economy. One of the first steps in that I think a freshman member of Congress could really pursue is investment in transportation infrastructure projects. That's a good committee to sit on as a freshman member. When I worked in Congress, I was a legislative aide. My congressman that I had worked for, he sat on transportation infrastructure and brought a lot of good back to his district. We can't expect companies to come to our region or businesses to come here if we don't have the right infrastructure in place. And those are job-creating projects as well. So I think that's a first step. I think another part of the formula is finding ways to keep the next generation of young people in our region.
One of the things you mention in your release announcing your candidacy is that there's been a lack of voice given to rural communities. When you say a lack of voice, what's needed for these rural communities that Congress could give them?
When I worked in the House of Representatives, I really always wished that there was a concerted effort among rural districts in the Northeast or even just upstate New York district. If we had some type of caucus of those members to really push for certain pieces of legislation and just to have a louder voice in the legislative process. I think we need a member of Congress that really stands up, has a loud voice, has guts to get things done and to speak up for the region, because from what I've seen, our region has been short-ended for a very long time.
You've mentioned that you worked as a legislative aide to Congressman McMahon. You've also been an environmental attorney and clerked in the Environmental Protection Bureau of the New York Attorney General's office. How do you think that that has prepared you to actually step in and be a congressperson?
Sure. You know, I think the experiences I've had have covered all different levels of government. I've worked in local government as a town attorney, state government, like you said, attorney general's office. I've worked in federal government, in the House of Representatives, and the clerkship in the U.S. Attorney's office, and I've worked in the private sector. And I also clerked in the Securities and Exchange Commission, working on the financial regulation. So I've covered local, state, and federal in the legislative, judicial, and executive branches. I think having an understanding of the interplay between those different levels of government and those different branches within those levels, that's valuable.
Have you drafted bills in some of your other jobs in the past?
I have. I worked on components of Dodd-Frank. I wrote legislation relating to the disposal of hazardous waste when I was a legislative aide. I have worked on cap and trade bills in different capacities, and I love the legislative process. It's definitely engaging and dynamic.
Don Boyajian, we've got quite a few Democrats running in the 21st District Congressional race, and a Republican is challenging incumbent Elise Stefanik, and there may be Green candidates. You've mentioned your qualifications, but when you're out there campaigning, how do you actually set yourself apart in this very crowded field?
Well, I just want to say that I think having a bit of a crowded field early on is not the worst thing. It brings up a lot of issues that might not have been brought up otherwise. It activates the voter base. So those are good things. In terms of how to stand out, I think you just have to be out and about more. You know, I was a 400-meter runner in college, high school and college, and rule number one in any race is you just keep your eyes focused on your lane in front of you. If you spend all your time looking to the right and the left, it's not going to do you any good. So that's what I plan to do, is just to focus on the positive things that I can bring to the table and work as hard as I possibly can.
During a visit to Plattsburgh on August 7th, incumbent Republican Elise Stefanik said regardless of the number of challengers, she is focused on her job and delivering results to the district.
I feel confident, but I'm going to focus on doing my job because that's why they voted for me, because they know I'm energetic, I'm hardworking, and I'm common sense and independent-minded and an effective voice for this district in Washington.
The six candidates seeking the Democratic nomination in the 21st House District are Don Boyajian, Ronald Kim of Queensbury and Saratoga Springs, Tedra Cobb of Potsdam, Katie Wilson of Keene, Patrick Nelson from Stillwater, and Emily Martz of Saranac Lake. Republican Russell Finley of Lisbon in St. Lawrence County is looking to force a primary. You can hear more from the candidates at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.